PrEP is a combination, as you said, of two medications, and these medications were originally used for HIV treatment. So when you became infected with HIV, you were prescribed a medication as part of your, you know, quote-unquote cocktail, which was called Truvada. Truvada is two medications. Through several clinical trials, what they found starting in 2012 was that Truvada was about 90% effective in preventing the transmission of HIV, and some mathematical models put it as high as 99% effective in preventing the transmission of HIV if you take this medication daily. There's also some work out there now that's showing that you can take it what's called intermittently. So intermittent PrEP use means that you take two pills 48 hours before your planned sexual encounter, one pill the day of, one pill the day after, one pill the day after that. So you're taking it 4 days, basically, and that's just as effective as taking it every day. But the recommendation from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is that you take this medication every day, and it's at least 90% effective in preventing the transmission of HIV. And what it does is it prevents the virus from attaching to a T cell.
Well, explain to us what a T cell is.
So a T cell is a white blood cell, basically. So it's a cell in your body that attacks viruses and bacteria and things like that. So it keeps you healthy. And so what this medication does is there's receptors on both on your T cell, and there's receptors on the HIV virus itself, and they bind together. And then what HIV does is that it basically injects its RNA into the cell. That RNA then replicates and creates more copies of HIV. So then the T cell explodes, and then you have more HIV copies in your blood. So what Truvada prevents is the attachment of HIV to the T cell. So basically, HIV can't replicate. So if HIV can't replicate, it's unlikely that you're going to become HIV positive. Now, there are some limitations to PrEP. There have been two cases thus far since 2012 where individuals who were taking PrEP did become HIV positive. One of those individuals was not taking it correctly. So his blood concentration level, the amount of concentration of Truvada in the blood, was not high enough to be at what's called 90% effective levels. And the other individual acquired a strain of HIV that is resistant to Truvada, the medication. So there's several different strains of HIV, and some of them are resistant to different types of medication. The number of individuals who have that strain of HIV is very, very, very low. So the likelihood of becoming infected with that strain of HIV is under zero, basically.
So we're talking mostly about HIV transmitted through sexual contact,
yes.
Not through dirty needles,
etc. It also works for those who are using intravenous drugs as well.